The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you know the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Your people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
my dear friends in Jesus Christ, as the water is absolutely necessary for human life, much more is Christ's living water, the baptismal grace, absolutely necessary for man's salvation. Lent is a time when we prepare to celebrate Easter. When we prepare to celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we celebrate prepared to celebrate our death and resurrection with Jesus Christ in the sacrament of baptism. Lent, therefore, is a time when our catechumens prepare for their baptism, when we who are baptized prepare to renew our baptismal promises on Easter Vigil, so that we will die and rise with Christ to a new life in Easter. Lent, therefore, is a time of repentance. Lent, therefore, is a time when we grow in faith. During this period, we meditate on the goodness of God, on His gracious act in our lives. Today, the book of Exodus explores God's acts of kindness despite the murmuring of the Israelites. Further, St. Paul affirms that it is merely through the mercy of Jesus we have entered the state of grace in which we can look forward to God's glory. In the Gospel of John, an act of God's grace is once again initiated by Jesus, who encountered a rejected Samaritan woman and invites her to a life of grace and also to be a partner in reaching this grace to others. In the first reading, we see the Israelites murmuring and complaining to Moses about their golden age of their life in Egypt. Surprisingly, mere thirst made them to forget God who liberated them from the slavery, saved them from the ravaging sea, from the mighty Egyptian army, and from severe hunger. But Moses does not raise his voice against them, but rather he takes the matter to the Lord. The Lord provides for the needs of the Israelites through Moses, who was asked to strike the rock and provide water. When our needs are not met immediately, like this people of Israel, we too desert God. But although it was taxing for Moses, still he walked that extra mile for the sake of people. It was an effort to make the people realize that their God is a God of love and compassion. In today's gospel, we have the meeting between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus began by asking the woman to give him a drink. The woman was tentative because Jesus was a Jew. Jesus revealed himself to the woman. Jesus presented himself as the living water. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him the springs of water welling up to eternal life, he says. Thus the woman asked for the drink. Jesus used many images of himself, like shepherd, wine, and bread. But today, Jesus using the image water. It is a vital element in our life. Jesus, as the living water, is saying that He is life. Yes, my dear friends, Anyone has Jesus in himself has acquired eternal life. Jesus sustained his disciple through eternal life. Yes, my dear friends, now in the gospel we see Jesus himself initiating the talk with the Samaritan woman. He begins the conversation by asking for an insignificant favor. Give me a drink. In the continuing conversation, the woman brings out the human-made division between the Jews and the Samaritan. But Jesus wisely and patiently guides her step by step and arouses her curiosity. So much so that she begins to acknowledge him gradually from the Sir, Prophets and Messiah. From appearing to be a mere Jew, Jesus presenting himself as the living water. Although Jesus has initiated the process, it is the Samaritan woman who turns become the means of evangelization. Moses knew God would work miracles for his people. Paul knew that one day the Gentile Roman world would become the center of Christian administration. And Jesus definitely knew that the Samaritan woman was potential proclaimer of the word of God. So in today, all these three readings are examples how God works in the midst of his people. And yes, God wants us to experience his graciousness and his responsible to take it to our neighbor, inviting them to experience the same. Yes, my dear friends, through the prophet Isaiah, God called the people of Israel to come to him and satisfy their spiritual thirst. He says, "Everyone who is thirst, come to the water." But through the prophet Jeremiah, he chastised them for their fidelity to him by adoring false God. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have dug for themselves a broken cistern that can hold no water." Yes, my dear friends, but Jesus promises in today's gospel, "But those who drink this water I shall give them will never be thirst. The water I will give will become them the springs of water gushing of eternal life." Jesus alone can quench our spiritual thirst. He says, "Anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." The rock from which God, through Moses, gave water to the thirsty Jews in today's first reading, and Jacob's well from which the Samaritan woman came to draw water, are distant types of the Eucharist, which fills the believer's heart with the living water that Jesus alone can give. That is why the Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. It is the center from which source flows out from all the graces to Christian life. It is the summit towards which draws all Christians to life. That is why the psalm says, "A deer that longs for water, my soul is longing for you. My soul is thirsting for you, the living God. Amen."